Welcome to all those joining us for the Shir Mikutei Halachos. We're continuing in Or HaChaim Chelek Sheni, Hilchos Birchas HaPeiros, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Dalet. Today's Shir is sponsored by our good friend Nissim Ben Naomi for the Hatzlacha of his father Ezra Ben Seti and his Hatzlacha and a Yeshua for Naomi Bat Simcha, the whole family. And also for a complete Refuah Shalema for all those that need it. This halacha, we said, is based on chapter 71 in the second half of Likutei Moran. And now Rav Nosson Zal, in the next paragraph, is going to touch on that chapter. He's going to give us some of the information mentioned in that chapter on Likutei Moran, and then go into a broad explanation of the topic we're speaking about. V'hinei mevoyer b'hatoyr anal, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 71 in the second half of Likutei Moran, She'eretz Yisroel hi bechinas noyam, that Eretz Yisroel is this divine sweetness, this divine splendor, noyam ho'elyon it's called. We mentioned that Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Gemara that the rabbis in Eretz Yisroel are man'imim zedze bahalacha. They're sweet to each other. When they study Torah together, there's sweetness between them. They come to a peaceful conclusion always. And even before the conclusion, there's a sweetness between them. Whereas the Chachamim of Chutz Loretz are referred to as Choyvlim, fighters, opposition. V'yalkein Shom Iker Hamoichim. And this is why Eretz Yisroel is the main location for Holy Seichel. Ki ein Chachma kechachmas Eretz Yisroel. The Medrash says there is no Chachma in the world like the Chachma of Eretz Yisroel. Ki ikar hamoichin nimshachim minoyam hoelyon shoshoifeya beretz Yisrael kanam. Because the main flow of knowledge and intelligence comes from the noyam hoelyon, and it flows especially in Eretz Yisrael. Aval moichin shel chutz loretz heim bechinas choivlim, bechinas machloikis, kemo shekosov shom. Whereas the seichel of chutz loretz is more of a seichel of choivlim, of fighting, machloikis, constant debate, lack of agreement. Kama shekosu shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, u'machma she'elu hamoichin shel chutz loretz, she'en bechinas choivlim, mevakshim liatzmon tikun, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, how do these moichin of chutz loretz come about in the first place? He said, whenever there's a pigam, whenever there's a lack of proper respect for Hashem, or there's any kind of defect in Kvoid Hashem, that results in these Moichen of Chutz Loretz. They are based on a defect in the Kvoid of Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, these Moichen of Chutz Loretz seek a tikkun. They want to be rectified. And they know the tikkunam, the opportunity for them to get their tikkun, hi be'eis shemekablim hashpoas hanoyam ho'elyon, is when there's a strong flow coming from this noyam ho'elyon, al yidei kli hanase al yidei tztoka. Because there's been a vessel prepared to receive that flow. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that the preparation of that vessel is accomplished through tzedakah. Tzedakah is called nedivus lev, goodwill, good desire, and tzedakah is what generates the keli, the vessel, into which to be able to receive this flow coming from the noyam ho'elyon. She'oz bo'en hamoichin shel chutz loretz b'chinas choivlim, v'noiflim lamoichin shel eretz Yisrael b'chinas noyam kedei lehistakin al yidei zeh. And when there's this strong flow of light, of seichel, coming from the noyam ho'elyon, from above, and it's coming down to this world, into a keli that's been prepared by the mitzvah of tzedakah, and we said, the place that it comes to primarily is Eretz Yisrael, when that flow is strong, then the moichen of chutz loretz try to jump on the bandwagon. They try to come and fall into the moichen of Eretz Yisrael in order to get their tikkun. Ki oz zman tikkunam. Because that's the opportunity, that's the best opportunity for these moichen of chutz loretz to get their tikkun. Kemevor Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Al kein, and therefore, lifa'omim, at times, ha'moichin shel chutz lo'aretz, b'chinas choyvlim, hein pigumim kol kach, at shegormim pigam gam la'moichin shel Eretz Yisrael, shein b'chinas noyam. There are times when the negative force of the damaged moichin, the moichin of chutz lo'aretz, which are called choyvlim, is more powerful than the positive force of the moichin of Eretz Yisrael, which is called noyam. And it causes a pigam. The moichin of chutz lo'aretz damaged the moichin of Eretz Yisrael. V'loy dai sheloy nistaknim ha-choyvlim al-yidei ha-noyam. So what happens is, not only do the moichin of chutz lo'aretz not get repaired and fixed through the noyam, through the sweetness of the moichin of Eretz Yisrael, but rather adarabah, just the opposite. Heim poigmim oisam. The moichin of chutz lo'aretz damage the moichin of Eretz Yisrael. Umize bo hamachloikis sheyesh be'Eretz Yisrael gam ken chas v'shalom. And this is why we see that at times there's machloikis in Eretz Yisrael also. As Rabbeinu Zal was speaking about the situation that was taking place during his lifetime, the machloikis among the tzaddikim, among the leaders, regarding issues pertaining to tzedakah. Ayin shom kol zeh heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, study this well over there in chapter 71 in the second half of Likutei Moran to have a clear understanding of what's going on. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to connect this to our topic. V'zeh b'chinas goydel ha'yisurim shetzrichim lizboil koydim sheboim l'Eretz Yisrael. This will explain the major suffering that people have to suffer when they want to get to Eretz Yisrael, before they succeed in arriving in Eretz Yisrael. V'oitzem ribui hamaniyos b'li shiur, shetzrichen l'shaber koydim sheboim l'Eretz Yisrael. And the tremendous amount of obstacles that a person has to overcome before succeeding in getting to Eretz Yisrael. As the Gemara says in the beginning of Brachas, She'eretz Yisrael hu echot mehadvorim sheboim al yidei yisurim. That Eretz Yisrael is one of the major items in Yiddishkeit that a person acquires through suffering. The ikar ha'yisurim, and the worst suffering is heim hamoinim me'eretz Yisrael, is the obstacles that try to block the person from achieving this goal. V'chol ze nimshach mebechinas ha'choyvlim hanal. And all of this suffering and these obstacles come from those choyvlim, from those moichin of chutz lo'aretz. Shehem loshen chabola v'yisurim. The word choyvlim means to damage, to destroy, suffering. Hainu menios. Another word for that is obstacles. Shehem bechinas machloikis, which is of opposition. Ki kol hamenios sheboilam heim bechinas machloikis. Because any time that there are obstacles, any time that a person is encountering obstacles that are blocking the person from getting to what they want to get to, that's referred to as machloikis. Ki ha'odom roitze kach, because the person wants A. What's A? Linsoya l'Eretz Yisrael. The person wants to travel to Eretz Yisrael. V'hamenios oimdim kenegdoi v'cholkim olav v'roitzim l'monoi chas v'shom. And the obstacles stand up opposing the person and fighting the person, blocking the person, trying to prevent the person from arriving in Eretz Yisrael. V'chol zeh nimshach mebechinas ha'choivlim. And all of this comes from these choivlim sheheim ha'moichin shel chutz lo'aretz, which is this seichel of chutz lo'aretz, Shehem Bechinas Machloikis, which the Gemara says is a seichel that's full of conflict. Hainu, machma shehachoivlim roitzim lehistaken al yidei hanoyam. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, because of the fact that these moichin of chutz lo'aretz, which are called choivlim, want to get their tikkun through the noyam, through the moichin of Eretz Yisrael, al kein, therefore, takeif kishehodam nisoyre leilech l'Eretz Yisrael, as soon as a person in chutz lo'aretz gets inspired to want to go to Eretz Yisrael, she'azai kefi his oyrerusai uchukosai l'Eretz Yisrael, Nimshach Olav He'ora Mebechinas Noyam Ho'elyoim Shem HaMoich Mishol Eretz Yisrael, where Rav Nosson Zal tells us here and in many other places that the moment a person gets a strong desire to accomplish a mitzvah, that mitzvah throws out a rope to the person. That mitzvah shines some of its light towards that person in order to pull that person in order to help that person succeed. Otherwise, the person would have no chance of accomplishing a mitzvah, because the opposition is so great. The Gemara says the Yetzer Hara every day works very hard to try to block us from accomplishing any mitzvah. So here Rav Nosson Zal says, once again, Al Kein, therefore, Takef Kishe Ha'odom Nis'oirer Leilech L'Eretz Yisrael, the moment the person becomes aroused to want to go to Eretz Yisrael, She'azai, so that then, Kifi his oirarusai uchukosai l'Eretz Yisrael, depending on how strong is this arousal, this yearning for Eretz Yisrael, nimshach olav he'ora, the person draws upon himself while he's still outside of Eretz Yisrael, mibechinas, he draws light from that noyam ho'elyon, which is the moichan of Eretz Yisrael. And with that, when that happens, Va'azai taketh boim hachoivlim v'noiflim banimim. And then these moichen of chutzloretz, these choivlim, jump him. They jump on this person now who's in chutzloretz, who has some of that light of the moichen of Eretz Yisrael, kedei lehistakim, because they're looking for a tikkun, they're looking for food, they're looking for what's going to help them, and they smell, they feel some of this noyam ho'elyoin, so they want to connect to it. Umachma shehachoivlim heimoichin shel chutzloretz. However, because of the fact that these choivlim are moichin of chutzloretz, bechinas machlokes, which means they are conflict, they are machlokes, v'nechaz bohem hazuama shel chutzloretz. And the tuma of chutzloretz is attached to these moichin of chutzloretz. Shehi eretz ha'amim. Chutzloretz is called the land of the other nations. Al kein mizgaber hora shebohem. This, therefore, what happens is the ra, the negativity in these moichin of chutzloretz becomes strong. Umevalvelin moyach odom. And it causes confusion and doubts in the mind of the person. The Gurman loy minios gedoilois meyeretz Yisrael. And they cause major obstacles to block the person from getting to Eretz Yisrael. Vitzorich yegia l'shabron. And it requires major struggle, major effort to break these obstacles, to crash through these obstacles. Keep in mind, Rav Nosson Zal lived approximately 200 years ago, when getting to Eretz Yisrael meant traveling by boat. And it was a long trip. A person had to travel first by horse and wagon to get to the port, and then a boat, and then another boat, and another boat. There weren't any direct boats from Odessa to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Nosson Zal describes his own trip to Eretz Yisrael and all the obstacles that he had before being able to start the trip. And once he started the trip, all kinds of obstacles along the way that he had, Rabbi Nachman also had, and certainly all the people in those days had many major obstacles on a physical level and on a financial level, on all levels, from getting Eretz Yisrael. But we're going to see soon, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain, that much more difficult than the financial issues and the physical issues is the menias hamoyach, the doubts, the lack of clarity in a person's mind about what I need to do, what I have to accomplish. And we're going to see this is one of the places in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal really clarifies this issue to let us know how we need to deal with conflict, with obstacles, in order to be able to accomplish the important things that we need to accomplish. Ki be'emes ze klal godol b'avoidas ha'boreis borach. The truth is that this is a very important rule regarding serving Hashem. She'ikar kol ha'manioi sheboilam heim rak menias hamoyach. the real obstacles when a person wants to accomplish anything in the world is the menias hamoyach, the obstacles in the person's mind, meaning the lack of clarity, the lack of positiveness, that a person is 100% sure that this is what they want to accomplish and this is what they need to accomplish. Ki kol ma shehodam roitze be'emes, yochol likmoyer kiritzoinoy. Because anything that a human being really wants, they can accomplish what they want. Ve'ein shum menia shetucha lamoinoy. There is no obstacle in existence that can stop the person. The Gemara says, "Ein dovar oimei b'fnei haratzon." There is nothing that can stand up to human willpower. The ikar hamenia hi rak machmas she'adayin einoi mamin bedaitoi b'shleimus koroi shehu tzorich lasois dovar zeh. The main obstacle, the main difficulty, comes from the fact that the person doesn't really believe 100%. That this is what they must do. V'shechayov hanitzchim tluyim boze. And that their eternal life depends on this, depends on their success in accomplishing this mitzvah, or whatever it is. Ki im hoyo ha'odam ma'amin b'kdushas Eretz Yisrael, k'moy shehi be'emes. Because if a Jew were to believe in the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, the way it really is, that Eretz Yisrael really, really is the center of holiness in this world, there wouldn't be any obstacle in the world that could block any Jew from getting to Eretz Yisrael. And all the obstacles in the world wouldn't be considered to be anything in the eyes of the person. It'd be nonsense. It's all a joke. Ube'emes einom menios klal. And Rav Nosson Zal says now, that's the real truth. The real truth is that all the obstacles that we think are obstacles are really nonsense. They're nothing. Ki hamenia hagdol. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us an example now. Let's say during the time that Rav Nosson Zal lived, the biggest obstacle who shetzrichen lavla b'shnei yamim, that a person has to cross two major bodies of river, the Black Sea and another sea, in order to get from Ukraine to Eretz Yisrael, lederech rochoy kozeh, and to travel a huge trip like this, Rav Nosson Zal says, big deal. We see thousands and tens of thousands of people who travel bigger trips than that, to places much further than Eretz Yisrael. They travel to the Far East and the Near East and the Middle East and to Africa, all kinds of places, bishvil sofek revach, on a maybe that they might succeed in Parnassa. They might succeed in acquiring merchandise that they'll be able to bring back to their hometown and be able to sell and make a profit. And there's 50 sfeikos along the ways. There's 50 different possibilities of failure. Zenoisei la Marseille. Rav Nosson Zal says, one person travels to Marseille, to France, Vizela London, Vizela America, Sherochik Moid, which is very far away, Mikolshkein, and how much more so, Listanbul, people traveling to Istanbul in Turkey, Ulaako, Sheshchichim Oivrim Veshovim Harbe. Rav Nosson Zal says, there are many travelers, there are many people making these trips every day. So you can't tell me that that's such a difficult, it's such a difficult thing to embark on such a long trip. And if the person is going to say that the obstacle is that they money to be able to pay for such a trip, we see many poor people who marry off their sons and daughters, and they spend large sums of money, even the smallest wedding costs a lot of money just to purchase clothing for the chasen, for the kala, for the family of the chasen, the family of the kala, the most basic needs, a suda for 50 people or 100 people. Harbe yoiser mehoitzoes hanasil Eretz Yisrael. It costs much more than the trip to Eretz Yisrael. Umeayin loikhen elu hahoitzoes. Rav Nosson Zal says, let me ask you a question. Where do these people get the money to be able to pay for these expenses? Show me on paper. Show me how it works. Haloi hu rak machmashehi mishtoikikim kol kach. Lahasi b'nei b'neisim. Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll tell you the secret. I'll tell you how it works. You know how it works? Because the parents want so desperately to marry off their son or daughter. They want so much to accomplish this. Umetzapim laHashem yisporach. And they yearn to Hashem. They look to Hashem. They pray to Hashem. Ad shaHashem yisporach oizer lahem b'chol ma shemuch lahem. To the point where Hashem helps them and provides for them whatever they need, whatever they really need to accomplish this. Mikol shkein, how much more so, im hayu mishtoikikim be'emes, if a person really, really yearned, v'hayu choshvim machshovois v'tachbulois al zeh lovoi l'shom, and a person would think of all kinds of possible ways and tricks how to be able to get there, how to be able to get to Eretz Yisrael, bevadai hoyo Hashem yisporach oizer lehem b'li sofeg. Hashem would definitely help the person, no doubt. V'al kein, and therefore, im hoyo ha'odah ma'amin b'kdushas Eretz Yisrael, chelek me'elef kemoishi be'emes, if a person would believe in the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, even 1/1000th of how holy it really is, we have no conception whatsoever of how holy Eretz Yisrael really is. But Rav Nosson Zal says, if we would believe at least in the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, in 1/1000th of what it really actually is, bevaya bevadai hoyo kol adam rotz upoireach l'Eretz Yisrael. Every single Jew would run and fly to Eretz Yisrael. He's talking about before there were airplanes. K'moy mi shoyo rotz, like a person who would run if they knew that there was an envelope or a briefcase with hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars waiting for them there. The person would run there with all their energy. There wouldn't be any obstacle in the world that would block them. The person would borrow, they would sell any of the possessions that they have in order to be able to pay for the expenses of the trip. And the person would fly there as fast as they could possibly get there. Mikolshkein v'kolshkein. So how much more so and more so, if a person were to think, to really think carefully and deeply about the praises of Eretz Yisrael, shekol haTorah kula meiroisha leSoifa maleya mishevach Eretz Yisrael, whereby the entire Torah from beginning to end is full of praises of Eretz Yisrael. The Torah begins with Hashem saying, in the beginning I created heaven and earth. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi points out, the Torah really shouldn't have started from that. It should have started from the first mitzvah that the Jews received upon leaving Egypt, which is HaChodesh HaSelechem. So why does the Torah begin with Bereishis? Bishvil koyach masov higid liamoy loses lohem nachlas goyim. Because Hashem wanted to give the Jewish people, Eretz Yisrael. And in order for Hashem to be able to do that, he has to make it perfectly clear on page one, line one in the Torah, that I built this place, I made the world, and everything in it, heaven and earth, it's all mine. And I can give it to whoever I want, and I can take it away from them and give it to whoever else I want. So that the goyim shouldn't come and say that we, the Jews, are thieves. We stole their land. They were here first. Nimtza. So you see from this, shekol haTorah, the entire Torah, shemi bereishis, from line one ad hachodesh hazeh lochem, all the way until Parshas Boy, where it presents the first official mitzvah given to the Jewish nation, hachodesh lochem, hakol b'shvil shenuchal lichboy sheretz Yisrael. All of that, all of those pages are there in order that we, the Jewish people, should be able to acquire Eretz Yisrael. V'chol ha-sipurim, and all the stories, ma sha-Torah mesaperes mi-briyas ha-olam, that the Torah tells us about the creation of the world, v'leidas ha-ovos, and the births of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, v'siboseihem, v'gilguleihem, and everything that they went through, our forefathers and their children, hakol hu lasois derech kvusha l'eretz Yisrael b'chol adam u'b'chol zman. All of those stories and everything that's written there is in order to prepare a clear, solid path for Jews to get to Eretz Yisrael. Every single person during every single time. K'moisha Hashem Yisborah Gilgal Amaveseinu Harbe, as we find Hashem put our forefathers through many different things. Va'osa imohem niflois v'nairois harbe, and Hashem performed major miracles and wonders with them. Hakol b'shvil loseis lohem ulezaram achreim es eretz hakedosh azois, in order to be able to give them and us, their descendants, this holy land. Kemevor b'hatorah, as is expressed clearly throughout the Torah. Shetekeh b'parshas Noach, we find immediately, even in Parshas Noach, shekosuv sham leidas Avram Avinu, where at the end of Parshas Noach, it speaks about the birth of Avram Avinu, shehu rishon la'avos, who was the first of our forefathers, v'hu harishon shegila elokusei boilam, and he's the first one who really broadcasted the message of Hashem to the world. Tekef umiyad gila lo yisporach mailas kedusha seret Yisrael. Hashem immediately reveals to Avram Avinu the importance and holiness of Eretz Yisrael. V'tzivohu leilech l'shom, and he commands Avram Avinu to go to Eretz Yisrael. K'may shekosev, as it says, right there, a few lines in the Torah, after it speaks about Avram Avinu being born, at the end of Parshas Noach, immediately you have the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha Me'atzcha, leave your country and go El Ha'oretz, go to the land. V'shom, kol ha-parsha v'chol ha-seder medaber me'inyin esiyas Avram l'Eretz Yisrael. And then you have Parshas Lech Lecha, where the whole parsha speaks about Avram Avinu's travel to Eretz Yisrael. V'achar kach bevris ben absorim. And then afterwards, when Hashem conducts that special ceremony with Avram Avinu, the bris ben asorim, the special covenant that he made with Avram Avinu, shehivtichoy Hashem Yisborach al Yerushas Eretz. There Hashem guaranteed and promised Avram Avinu that he and his descendants will inherit Eretz Yisrael. Kemavur sham beparsha shemaskir avtoches Eretz Yisrael kama v'kama pa'amim. As we find over there in Parshas Lech Lecha and Vayera, that the promise to give us Eretz Yisrael is mentioned, is repeated many times, migoydel chibosa, because of Hashem's great love for Eretz Yisrael. V'chein achar kach etzel Yitzchok v'Yaakov shemavtiach lekol echod kama v'kama pa'amim bekama l'shoina shel haftocha. And so too by Yitzchok v'Yaakov we find Hashem promises them many times. using many different expressions of promises and guarantees, sheyiten lohem ha'oretz asher nishba l'Avram, that he's going to give them this land which he promised to Avram Avinu. V'choizer haftoch hazois kam apomim, and this promise is repeated many times, migoydel shevach mailas haftoch hazois, because of the fact that this is so special, so important. V'chol sefer bereshis, soyvei v'hoylech al koytiv zeh, shel haftoch haseretz Yisrael shivtiach lovois. And really, basically, the entire Chumash Bereshis is all revolving around this promise of the land of Eretz Yisrael, which Hashem promised our forefathers. Ukemei shepirish Rashi al posuk eile toildois Yaakov Yosef, ve'eile toildoiseyem ve'gilguleyem at shebo lechlal yishuv. Rashi points out over there, when it speaks about Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik, and it says these are their toildois, these are their children, Rashi says it doesn't just mean their physical children. It means everything that evolved from them until they finally, eventually ended up settling in Eretz Yisrael. Dahainu, ad shebo l'Eretz Yisrael, shehi ha'yishuv v'amenucha shel Yisrael am kodesh. It says there, ad shebo l'chal yishuv, until they came to a final settlement. What's the final settlement? That's Eretz Yisrael, which is referred to as the yishuv and the resting place of the holy Jewish nation. V'chein kol sefer shmois, shemedaber mi'etzias Mitzrayim. And so too the entire book of Shmois, which speaks about the Jews leaving Egypt, v'hakol hoya kedei liskois lovoi l'Eretz Yisrael. What was the goal? The goal was to be zoicha to get to Eretz Yisrael. Kimavur b'parsha b'tchilas hizgalos Hashem Yisborach l'moyshe basneh. As we find all the way in the beginning, in Parsha Shmois, when Hashem first reveals himself to Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning thorn bush, Shenemar Shom Tekef, it says right there, immediately, Ale Eschem Me'oni Mitzrayim, I'm going to take you out of the suffering of Egypt, El Eretz Haknani V'achiti, to bring you to the land, Eretz Zov Haschol Avudvosh, the land that flows with milk and honey. Uksiv, and then later on in Parshas Vo'eiro, it says, Vo'ered L'hatziloi Mi'ad Mitzrayim, I will go down to rescue them from the Egyptians, ulaha'aloisoi min ha'oretz ahi, and to bring them up out of that land, el eretz toivo urechava, to the wonderful broad land. Uksiv, and then it says also, vegam hakimoisi es brisitom, I will fulfill my covenant with them, loseis lohem es eretz Canaan, to give them the land of Canaan. V'lokachti eschem lilom, I will take you to onto myself as a nation. V'heveisi eschem el ha'oretz asher nososi es yodi loseis oisu lavnitz liyakoy. I will bring them to the land which I have lifted up my hand. I've extended my hand to give it to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. V'chein harbe bekol ha'toyra kula. It's all over the Torah. Shemikol ze yechoylan lirois lohovin meirochoik. Oitzem Shevach Mailas Eretz Yisrael. From all of this, a person can see and understand a little bit, even from afar, how special Eretz Yisrael is. Shashem Yisborach Mavtiach Kol Kach Oleho, that Hashem spends so much time and effort promising us again and again about Eretz Yisrael. Ubifrat Bishar Sforim. That was just in the Chumash. You have it even more so in other books. Bigamara, Ubimidroshim, Vishar Sforim, Shemevoyer Bekulam, Migoidel Shevach Eretz Yisrael. In all of these Sforim, it elaborates a lot about how special Eretz Yisrael is. Umailas Hazoicha Leshebo, and how fortunate, how lucky is a person who zoicha to settle, to live in Eretz Yisrael. Vafilu leilech bo arba amois, even just to walk 4 steps in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara praises that in an incredible way. Ubifrat bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal, and especially In the words of our rabbi, in the Likutei Moran, and in the other Sforum of Rabbi Nizal, Shemavoyar Bekama Toirois Migoidel Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Nizal explains in many of his shiurim the great holiness of Eretz Yisrael, V'shekol Kiddushas Isha Yisraeli Tluya Eretz Yisrael, and that the entire holiness of a Jew is dependent on Eretz Yisrael. Puk Ayin V'tishkach. Go out, look, and you'll find. Go look in Rabbi Nizal's forum. You'll see how much emphasis Rabbi Nizal puts on this. And I mentioned not that long ago that one of my rabbis, Reb Moshe Burstein, Zichron Avrocha, who originally lived in Poland, and he was raised in a family of Hasidei Gur, and he was a tremendous masmid. He learned a lot in elementary school and high school. And he mentioned that his entire class, everyone in his class was murdered by the Nazis, Yemach Shimon V'Zichron. He was the only one who survived because when he became Mekurov to Breslov, when he was about 17, 18 years old, whole story, how somebody sold him, he got a Likutei Tfilos, and he started reading it, and he saw that this is incredible, this is awesome. And then he got interested in the other Sforum, and he became a Breslover. And within a matter of months of intensive learning, he learned Likutei Moran and other Sforum, and he accepted the Hashkafa, the guidance of Rabbi Nizal, of Breslov. And he understood the importance of Eretz Yisrael. And he set a condition when he was looking for a wife that she must be agreeable to come to Eretz Yisrael, live in Eretz Yisrael. This is pre-World War II, when again, there were many obstacles. Eretz Yisrael then was a swamp. Nothing like what it is today, the luxuries that we have today in Eretz Yisrael. And because of that, as soon as he got engaged, he put things into motion to leave Poland, and it took over a year, I believe, to get all the papers and everything, and by that time his wife had given birth to a little baby boy who was a few months old. Despite that, they got on a boat, they went to Eretz Yisrael. They survived when all of his classmates didn't. And he said he survived thanks to the guidance of Rabbi Nizal, who opened his eyes to the importance, the chashivos of Eretz Yisrael. And he was zeicha to establish a family. He lived 98 years and had over 1,000 descendants when he passed away, over 1,000 great-great-great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, mostly in Eretz Yisrael, and some in England, in America, other places in the world. Any questions, please?
Good morning, Rav Nosson.
Good morning.
The whole teaching regarding Eretz Yisrael, is that true for all mitzvahs, and is that true, obviously, for women, the same sort of attitude?
This question comes up regarding is a person allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? And this question is discussed in Poskim, and there are one of the major rabbis, the Stechemed, a highly respected Poskim, is one of the rabbis who lists some of the reasons for which a person is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. One is for a shidduch, a person who's looking for a wife. And there is something being offered to him that seems very possible, likely. And it's in Chutz Laretz, he's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for that. Another item that's listed there is Kivrei Tzadikim, to go to Kivrei Tzadikim. That even though we have Kivrei Tzadikim in Eretz Yisrael, that this is a question that's asked to many of the Breslovers, that if Kivrei Tzadikim is so important to you, especially for Rosh Hashanah, what's wrong with the Maariv Samachpela? What's wrong with Miron? Why leave Eretz Yisrael? And one of the responses to this is, there's a Gemara in Sota, page 14, where the Gemara there says, why is it that we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried? Because the Gemara says, because if the Jews would know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, they would go there, they would travel there, and they would be mispalel at the gravesite of Moshe Rabbeinu. And they would say to Moshe Rabbeinu, get up and defend us like you did during your lifetime. Put an end to this gzeira. And Moshe Rabbeinu would nullify the gzeira even if it isn't the right time. And because Hashem doesn't want that to happen, that's why the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu is hidden from us. We don't know where it is. This is one of the reasons given in the Gemara. But the Gemara does say they would go to the kever. Where would they go from? It doesn't say they would go from Chutz Loretz, from anywhere. They would leave Eretz Yisrael to go to the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu. And there are many other Sfarim that speak about this, that touch on this. Naturally, as regarding any important issue in Yiddishkeit, there are different opinions, and there are rabbis who hold differently, but there are definitely very strong, legitimate sources that show a person under which circumstances a person is permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael. We know, for example, the Chidah, and other during the time of Rabbeinu Zal, the people living in Eretz Yisrael who required at that time help, financial help, they would send shluchim, messengers from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz to try to gather support from the communities in Chutz Loretz to help support the Jews who were living in Eretz Yisrael at the time under very difficult circumstances. I see someone raised the question, why is it that now when we have half, maybe close to half of the Jewish population already in Eretz Yisrael, why don't we see clearly the difference between a Jew in Eretz Yisrael and a Jew outside of Eretz Yisrael, and between the land of Eretz Yisrael and other countries? The answer is because if it were obvious and clear, there'd be less bechira, there'd be less free choice. We are living, Rabbeinu Zal, when Rabbeinu Zal spoke once about the significance of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Nosson Zal asked him at the time, you mean this Eretz Yisrael, you know, that the fit? And Rabbi Nosson Zal says that Rabbeinu Zal responded, Goar, with a little bit of anger, yes, this Eretz Yisrael, with these houses, with this. And Rabbeinu Zal shows in another chapter on the Kutim Ram, he writes, there are people that think that a tzaddik, that if they're going to see a tzaddik, he's going to look different from another person. He's going to have blinking red lights or purple lights coming from his ears or something, you know, and they're going to be able to recognize that he looks different. And Rabbeinu Zal said that that's not true. In this world today, a person cannot necessarily on a physical level recognize a difference between a tzaddik and a non-tzaddik, between Eretz Yisrael and other countries. On a physical level, they could appear to be the same, when in reality, they're completely different worlds, completely different worlds. This is part of our Bechira, this is part of the test, that a person has to pray very hard and learn a lot of Torah to be zeicha to acquire an appreciation for Ruchnius, for spirituality, for Hashem, and to beg Hashem to be zeicha to feel, to see and feel the difference between Shabbos and weekday, between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz, between a true tzaddik and one who isn't. V'alkein, and therefore, im hoyo ha'otam meisim liboy lozeh be'emes, if a person would really think this through honestly and carefully, bevadai ein shum meniyah shimehu, there wouldn't be any obstacle in existence that could block the person, that could prevent the person from accomplishing what they want to accomplish. V'ikar ha'meniyah hu rak meniyas hamoyach, the main obstacle is in the brain. There's a term that they're using today called mindfulness. Mindfulness. Mindfulness means thinking, yishuv hadas, really thinking honestly and clearly. People are quick to say, I can't. I can't lose weight. I can't do this, can't do that. All kinds of cans. And it's baloney. It's nonsense. If the person would really be mason liboy lozeh be'emes, Rabbeinu Zal says, if a person would really think honestly and clearly, there would be no obstacle in the world that could block the person, prevent the person from accomplishing something that they realize is really important. The main mania is that it's not clear to them, it's not 100% clear to them in their mind and in their heart. V'chol zeh nimshach mebechinas hachoivlin. And the cause of this unclarity The cause of this confusion and doubt is the schoivlin, sheboim v'noiflim banimim. They come and fall into the neimim, bo'es shenis oirer hashpoas hanoyam ho'elyoim. Whenever that the faucet is turned on, whenever that noyam ho'elyoim starts flowing, these chayvlim smell it, they see it, and they come running because they want to get their tikkun. Alidei hishtoikekus l'Eretz Yisrael. Because this person who's outside of Eretz Yisrael is starting to want to go to Eretz Yisrael, these chayvlim feel this, and Eretz Yisrael sends out a beam of light to this person. Some of that noyam ho'elyoim is reaching out to that person to help them. Then she'oz boin ha'choivlim, and now these choivlim come, ve'oz nis'oirer hora she'bachoivlim. And then the negativity in these choivlim is activated, u'mevalve l'smoyach ha'odon, and it confuses the person's mind, the person's thinking, at she'eino yochoy liroy smayla seret Yisrael, to the point where the person no longer sees how important this is, how special Eretz Yisrael is. Umazmin loy kama menios, and then the Yetzirah, these chayvlin, they prepare a variety of obstacles. Shekulam nimshochim ebechinas hora shebechayvlin. All of these obstacles come from the negativity of these chayvlin. Shein bechinas moichin shel chutz loretz mamish. The ra of these chayvlim is the sechel of chutz laretz. Sheheim misnagdim l'Eretz Yisrael. They actually oppose Eretz Yisrael. V'chol elu hamanias me'Eretz Yisrael shetzichim l'shabron. And all of these obstacles that block a Jew from getting to Eretz Yisrael, which a Jew has to overcome, kulam klulim bebechinas shiva amomim. They are all included in the seven nations that the Torah says tried to block the Jews from getting into Eretz Yisrael. Sheheim haknani v'hachiti v'emoiri, etc. Shehoiso oretz biyodom, whereby the land of Eretz Yisrael was in their hands. Sheheim choifim al kedushas Eretz Yisrael, they hover over the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, u'ma'alimim u'mastirim, u'mastirim tam kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And they hide and cover up the sweet taste of Eretz Yisrael, of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. U'mishom nimshochim kol ha'yisurim v'chol hamanias me'Eretz Yisrael. And that's the source of all the suffering and all the obstacles preventing a Jew from getting to Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein heim shivo amomen, and now we'll understand why there were specifically seven nations, keneged shivas haminim shenishtapcho b'em Eretz Yisrael, corresponding to the seven special foods about which the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael. K'may shekosuv, Eretz chito usa'oiro gefen te'ena, etc. V'ikar ha'shevach, and as we explained earlier, when the Torah speaks about these seven foods, what's so special about that? Husheshom husheifea noyam ho'elyoin. It's telling us that in Eretz Yisrael is the place where that divine splendor, that divine sweetness flows. Shemishom tam elu ha'peiros kanal. That's where these special foods get their special, unique taste. V'alkein keneged elu hashiva minim shein b'chinas noyam, and therefore corresponding to these seven types of foods which represent the noyam, the holy sweetness of Eretz Yisrael, shehi ikar shevach Eretz Yisrael, keneged ze hein shiva amomin, corresponding to that you have these seven nations, hamoine me'Eretz Yisrael, which are like walls, barriers blocking us from getting to Eretz Yisrael. And this is why the pasuk says clearly, Hashem says, I'm going to take them out of that land of Mitzrayim, el eretz toiva urachava, to the wonderful land, the broad land, el eretz zovas cholav udvash, the land that flows with milk and honey, El Mekoim HaKnani VaChiti, the place of the Knanim and the Chitim and the Amorim, Ki Ho Beho Talia, because these two are dependent on each other, Ki Lichboi Shula HaChnia HaShiva Amomim, because in order for us to conquer and to defeat those seven nations, Shechoyshev Shama Pasuk, which the Pasuk lists over there, Shehem HaKnani VaChiti VaMoiri VaPrizi VaGit, Hualidei Shemaminim B'Shevach Oretz. In order to defeat them and overcome them, a person has to really believe in the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Shehi Eretz Zovas Cholav Udvosh, that Eretz Yisrael is the land that flows with milk and honey. And we said that the last letters of Zovas Cholav Udvosh are Shabbos. Shabbos is the seventh day. Shabbos is day number seven, which is Koilel all 7 days. The blessing of all 7 days comes from Shabbos. Dehainu, Sheshoifea Shom Noyam Hoelyon, that it's there in Eretz Yisrael that this heavenly sweetness flows. Shemishom Mesikas Kol HaShivas Aminim, that's where the sweetness of all of these seven species comes from. Shalideze Yecholen LaHachnia VeLichboish Kol HaShiva Amomim, this faith is what enables us to conquer and to defeat all of those seven nations, Shehem Klal HaMoinim Kanal, which represent all of the obstacles that would block a person from accomplishing this goal. Ki Iker HaMenius, Hu Shemevalvelin HaMoyach, Milahargish Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because the real obstacle is that they confuse the person's brain, that it's no longer perfectly clear to the person how special Eretz Yisrael really is, how holy Eretz Yisrael is. Avol mi shemizgaber aleihem, but a person who overcomes these obstacles, umamin leMoshe Rabbeinu ulechol haTzadikim amitiim, and the person believes Moshe Rabbeinu and all the true tzadikim, shemafligim b'shevach Eretz Yisrael, who speak so greatly and so eloquently, so special about how special Eretz Yisrael is, Bevada Yeshaber Kol HaManias, that person will definitely succeed in destroying all the obstacles, Sheklulim B'Shiva Amomen, which are summarized, which are included in these seven nations, Shenim Shochen Ebchinas HaChoivlim, which draw their energy from those Choivlim, Ve'yovo El Eretz Yisrael, and the person will succeed in coming to Eretz Yisrael, Le'eretz Zovas Cholav Udvosh, Sheyesh Bo Shiva Saminim, Shein Bechinas Noyam Kanal. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, Veze Bechinas Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh. Why does the Torah choose specifically milk and honey? Shenikre Eretz Yisrael Batorah Kam Apamim, where we find the Torah refers to Eretz Yisrael many times with this special title, Ki Cholov Hu Bechinas Hoylodo. Milk is associated with giving birth. She'oz dam nekar v'nase cholov. The Gemara says in Bechoros that when a woman gives birth, that's when the blood inside of her converts to milk. Hanimshach minoyam ho'elyoin. And this comes from that divine sweetness. Shemishom mesikas Kol HaTaimen, which is the source of all sweetness, of all types of taste. Bechinas Dvash, which is referred to as honey. Honey is the symbol of sweetness. Kemavur Bahatoyran Al, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses these two topics over there on the Likut Imran. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Hashem's Kavoid, that the greatest Kavoid for Hashem is when a new child is born. Every new child that's born increases Hashem's kavod. Until now, Hashem was king over 30 people. Now he became king over 31. Ayin Sham Heitev. Look in chapter 71 of Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this topic of giving birth and this noyam, this sweetness. V'al kein Eretz Yisrael mesugol lebonim. And this is why Eretz Yisrael has a special gift to enable people to have children and to succeed with children. Kishom shoyfeya noyam ho'elyoin, because Eretz Yisrael is the place where this divine sweetness flows more than anywhere else in the world. Shemishom ha'hoilodo. And that's where the whole concept of giving birth comes from, draws from that noyam ho'elyoin, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran. B'li Neder, in tomorrow's shir, we'll go over that piece a little bit to make it clear, this concept of Hoylodo and how it ties into this Noyam Ho'elyon. It's not coincidental that we spoke about the topic of giving birth here, and also earlier in the shir, we spoke about people traveling for business, and we spoke about even the poorest of people end up succeeding in marrying off their sons and daughters. There's a wedding that's scheduled to take place today. One of our close friends in Ramat Beit Shemesh is marrying off a daughter today in Yetz Hashem. And another close friend of mine is marrying off their first grandson tomorrow. And a third friend is marrying off a son on Wednesday. Three weddings, number one. And in addition, there's a woman in the United States who's expecting twins, and there's a delicate procedure that's scheduled to take place tomorrow, Yitz Hashem. We dedicate the learning to the Hatzlacha of the sponsors, to their Hatzlacha in business, and the Hatzlacha in the weddings, and the Hatzlacha in the births. We should be zeichet to see Simchos and Yeshuas and Refuas for all of Klal Yisrael. Any questions, please, before we close?
Rav Nosson, this the Chovlim piece, that does that relate to all mitzvahs? Any davar shebekdusha, then there's going to be these Chovlim being activated. Is that to the same extent as the Eretz Yisrael?
You mentioned two points here. Question number one: does it relate to all mitzvahs? Question number two: does it relate to all mitzvahs in the same way? The answer to question one is yes. It does relate to all mitzvahs. The answer to number two is no, definitely not. That's why Rav Nosson Zal quoted the Gemara that there are three things where they can only be acquired through Yisurim. One of them is Eretz Yisrael, the second one is Torah, and the third one is Olam Haba. Meaning that even within the mitzvahs, there is a concept of certain mitzvahs that are more significant, holier, that connect a person to that Noyam Ho'elyoin more than other things. These three especially, the mitzvah, the specialness of Eretz Yisrael, and the connection to Torah, and especially the sweetness in Torah. Rabbeinu Zal says in that chapter in the Likut Imran, he makes one of the very famous statements of Breslov, where he says, Ashrei hazoiche lahargish ne'imus ha'Torah. Fortunate is the one who is zoiche to feel and experience the sweetness of the Torah. Ki yesh ne'imus ba'Torah. Because there is a certain sweetness in the Torah. Vezehu ha'ikar. And that's the most important thing, to get to that. Lizkois lahargish ha'ne'imus sheyesh ba'Torah. To be zoiche, to get to a level where a person feels the sweetness that's found in the Torah. There's a pasuk, Derochecho Darchei Noyam. The paths of the Torah are paths of sweetness, V'chol Nesivoseho Sholom. And all of its paths are peace. Again, the opposite of the Chovlim, the opposite of the Moichan of Chutz Laretz, which is Chovlim. The ne'imus, the sweetness, is this level of peacefulness. We know that Torah Shebaal Peh, for example, the Gemara, is the whole concept of kosher posel, tomei toher, osur mutter, constant battles going on. And the Sifrei Kabbalah, when a person gets to the level of soid, studying the secrets of Torah, that's where a person begins to be able to see that what seemed like differences, what seemed like machloikis in Torah Shebenigla, it's really all oneness. It's really shalom. It's really all peace and oneness. Look forward to continuing tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. A good day and a good week to all, Mitzvah Hashem.
Thank you, Rabbi. A beautiful day.
Sure.
All the best. Kol tov.
All the best.
Thank you so much, Rav Nosson.
Thank you.
Rav Nosson, have a great day.
You too, everyone.
A gorgeous call, Rav Nosson.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rav Nosson.